We barely knew each other. How could I ask her for something like that? Still, I couldn't shake the fantasy from my head. I wanted. No. I needed this. And from her. How was I going to ask her? I didn't even know she was into this type of thing, let alone interested. She didn't seem to be the type, but looks can be deceiving. The only way I could find out was to just flat out ask. Just how the fuck do you casually ask someone to spank you until you cry? It took time and a little liquid courage to ask her if we could talk. Something about her. Something about her made me feel vulnerable. We ended up agreeing to meet at a nearby pizza place. I guess I should explain how this all started. About a month ago, some of us met up. She didn't post herself, but she wrote scripts. I'd heard about the meetup through a mutual friend of ours. It was kept pretty low-key, you know, we wanted to get to know each other without some random assholes just showing up. Took a little while for us to open up. After a couple of drinks, some of the regulars started to joke around. We started to all relax and, you know, just act like the folks we knew each other online. I ended up sitting between her and another poster I didn't know very well. I had read a couple of her scripts, but we'd never really talked with her in depth outside of some passing comments. She wasn't what I expected. After a while, we started to break into smaller groups. Some of us went to check out the games they had in the arcade. We both ended up at the exact same pinball machine. It was a tight squeeze, but few of us managed to fit around it. Myself, our mutual friend, and her, we were taking turns playing. They were fucking around being stupid when it happened. She was up, beating both our previous scores by a fucking huge amount, and... well, she started joking that she was also beating our asses, too. Our friend didn't find that very funny. So he spanked her. Her eyes lit up like fire. Before I could even speak, I'd been whirled around, face to the wall, arms pinned behind me when... I felt it. She'd slapped my ass. I felt my face begin to just heat up with shock. And a wrestle. Seeing her friend bend over laughing, her anger turned to confusion. She thought I was the one who spanked her. When it finally clicked, her face flushed deep red. A mortified expression crossed her face and she began to apologize. I don't remember what she was saying. I kept replaying what had happened over and over again. After accepting her apology, I awkwardly excused myself to the bathroom for a few moments. After quietly taking care of my problem, the rest of the night just passed in a blur. Some of us ended up exchanging numbers, plans to meet up again soon. We did end up meeting a couple more times as a group. Every time I saw her, my mind would flash back to that night, sending a jolt of pleasure each time. Which leads to now. These feelings they've been building up inside more and more. I just need to get the words out. The night before, I sent her a text asking to meet me. As I sat across from each other, I could see she was curious about why I'd asked her to meet up. Usually, I didn't ask the others to hang out. Hey, so, I know you're wondering why I asked you to meet up. I have something I need to ask. She nodded, giving me the go-ahead. You remember, like, that first meetup? Another nod. Something happened that night. Her nose scrunched as she tried to remember what that could possibly be. It took a few seconds, but it was obvious when she remembered. That same flushed, embarrassed expression crawled across her face again. I cut her off before she could start apologizing. I liked it. And I want you to do it again. Her eyes flashed before her expression became unreadable. She asked me to repeat myself, and then nodded at my response. There was a moment of silence. Then she asked me exactly what I wanted her to do. That part of me was fearful shrank. I want you to spank me. I want you to spank me until I cry. A small look of approval flicked across her face. After paying the bill, we went back to her apartment. She took me to her bedroom with orders to wait until she returned. Waiting was agonizing. And it's like she knew that too. Where was she? As my anxiety started to get the best of me, the door swung open. She was carrying a heavy-looking chair. I moved to help her, but stopped when she gave me a look. After placing it near the bed, she sat down, crossed her knee over the top of her leg. Strip was the only word she said. I watched her lean back in the chair and steeple her fingers. When I didn't immediately comply, she raised an eyebrow. Seeing that, well, I started shedding my clothing. A noise stopped me from continuing. "Slower," she said. I obeyed. The more I shed, the more vulnerable I felt. She was completely in control. And she fucking knew it. By the time I was down to just my jeans, I was semi-hard. Given the appreciative look she was giving me, she clearly liked what she saw. I could feel her eyes burning into me. As I moved to unbutton my jeans, she stood up. She motioned me towards her, sitting down only when I was within arm's reach. Her hand slid across my body to my left cheek. Groping and squeezing, getting a feel of what was there. In a swift movement, I was in my boxer briefs, sprawled across her lap. In a quiet voice, she asked me if I was sure, because if I said yes, she wouldn't stop until either safe-worded out or the tears were rolling down my face. Yes. The first slap surprised me. I tensed. Then another. She started to put more force behind them. After a particularly hard one, I blurted out,
"I'm sorry, I'm such a brat. I'm sorry for holding out on you. I know the way you saw I looked at you. You saw my face. You saw my face the first time you spanked me. You saw me slipping off to the bathroom. I was hoping you wouldn't see my little problem. Not subtle. No, not subtle. Every time I saw you. Oh, fuck. Every time I saw you. I would flash back to that night. Please. Harder. Please. 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 Oh, fuck.
Finally, I could feel myself peeing on the edge of tears. But I needed more.
I'm being a selfish brat. Making you wait. Making you wait for me to tell you what you needed. What I needed. I'm sorry. What I need. What I need. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Keeping the truth from you, please. Fuck, please. Forgive me.
I then found myself being cradled in her arms. She was holding on to me like I was something precious. A gentle hand was brushing away the tears as they fell. Quietly, she asked me if I was all right and if I wanted to continue.
Yes.
On slightly shaky legs, she sat me in the middle of her bed. With two fingers, she pushed me flat. Flinging one leg over my thighs as she straddled me, her hands began to slowly glide up and down my chest. Rubbing, touching, kneading gently as they went. She made her way up to my neck, lightly stroking around my jawline. Eventually, her fingers made their way to my slightly opened mouth, and she dipped them inside. I sucked. I licked the delicate digits for a moment, only for her to pull them out when they were completely slick. I couldn't stop the whimper from escaping my throat. A smirk flashed across her face while her other hand was combing through my hair. Her wet fingers moved to my left nipple, began lightly tracing circles around it.
Oh, fuck.
Occasionally tugging gently.
Oh, God.
Once it stood at attention, she repeated the process on the other. The hand in my hair eventually began to slide down my face, stopping to rest on my cheek. I leaned into her palm. I nuzzled it before I continued the path to join the other on my chest. Leaning forward for a moment, she looked into my eyes.
Jesus, baby girl.
Lifted herself off and then finished stripping me. Then as I watched, she teasingly began to strip for me. Making sure I couldn't take my eyes off her as she made her way back to the bed, straddling me in a swift moment. Feeling her skin against my own was almost too much. The loud groan I had let out had her giggling. She asked me one final time if I was sure.
Yes.
Reaching behind her, she began to stroke my cock. Slow, teasing strokes. She was slowly driving me mad. This wasn't what I expected. I had gotten hard when she had spanked me. The stroking and teasing my body had me throbbing. I was leaking pre-cum down across the head and shaft of my cock. Soon there was enough for her to use as lube. She kept thumbing the head. And all I could do was bite my lip to stop myself from howling.
Oh my God.
Let it all out is what she told me. Stubbornly, I resisted. Wrong move. She turned herself around and her other hand made its way to my aching balls. Light as a feather, she began to rub and play with them. Fuck, I was so close to coming.
Oh, I can't.
Squeezing, massaging them between her fingers. She ordered me to let me hear my moans.
Oh, fuck.
Still, I refused.
Fuck.
A huff that sounded almost like a laugh escaped her. Then I felt it. Her tongue. Lapping gently on the slip, tiny quick licks.
Oh, fuck.
God, I couldn't take it anymore, and a long, low moan escaped my throat. Obviously pleased, she took the head of my cock into her mouth and began swirling her tongue around it, occasionally sucking.
This
went on until I felt like I couldn't stand it anymore. Finally, she pulled her mouth off and let it pop. In a quick maneuver, she was facing me again, looking for confirmation.
Oh, fuck.
She smiled and began to lift herself up. Slowly, she sank down into my aching and throbbing cock. She lowered herself, her moans began to mix together. She was soaking wet. She felt warm and velvety. When she was completely seated, she gave me an experimental wiggle. Fuck. We gasped simultaneously. She began to slowly lift herself up and down, bouncing on my cock. We were both covered in sweat. The only sounds were moans, whimpers, and the sound of our skin against skin. After a particularly hard thrust, she began to grind herself against me. It was almost enough. But I needed more.
Please.
Fingers slid into my hair, curling themselves into the strands.
Oh my god, fuck.
The feeling of her teeth on my neck caused me to cry out.
Yes.
She began sucking and licking at the mark. Sensations bled into each other.
Oh my god, fuck. Holy fuck. Yes, please. Oh my god, fuck. Fuck.
A warm feeling began to creep up on me.
Yes. Yeah.
It hit us both at the same time.
Please.
I felt her clench around me and it sent us both into orbit.
Please.
Stars exploded behind my eyes and I could feel myself exploding into her. I'm not sure how much time passed. It felt like hours. As we rode through it, I could feel her hold on me. It was bathed in warmth. When I started to come down, I felt her arms wrapped around me. I felt her smiling and giggling into my neck. She slowly got off me and left the room. Closing my eyes, I was surprised when I felt something damp wiping at me. Opening an eye to the sight of her cleaning me up. She noticed me looking at her. She smiled and asked if there was anything I wanted. Your touch was my response. Her smile got brighter, and once she had cleaned up, she crawled back in the bed and wrapped herself around me. The last thing I remember was falling asleep to her running her fingers through my hair and a gentle humming. Oh.